What is up, peeps? It is time for another episode of Chibi No Podcast. You got me, Dave the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Japori, what up?
Yeah. That's Shark King. I'm sorry. I literally had to stop. I was like, I don't know what just happened.
It's been a while.
He doesn't drink, but yeah, he said his words. Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
I blame the perm. It messed up with his mind.
It's been a while.
That was the funniest thing, because like when I go to his house or whatever, I'm like, hey, perm. He's like, yeah, and he smiles like, what?
Hey, he pulled off. It's good.
Thanks, man.
Don't hate on it.
Yeah.
I wonder why I got the perm.
You're next.
Oh, because he watches K-dramas.
So yeah, let's do it.
100% he watches K-dramas.
No, I want to try something new. I haven't watched the K-dramas in a bit. Sure. I had the hair.
And he wanted to be more Korean, so he's like, yeah, I'm going to get the perm.
He's like, my wife and kid are in Japan. Like, I got to do something to feel.
He looks
less Asian now with the perm, so it's all good.
It's all good. Just trying things out. I don't care.
He looks less Asian, so it's okay.
That's people now say that he's Peruvian. He'll be like, ah, nuts.
Or they're like,
I don't think I've seen a lot of Peruvians with perm.
Like, are you Filipino? And he's gonna be more
more Filipino.
I don't think I look Filipino. I haven't got Filipino yet. We'll see. I'll report on that.
We'll get it now.
I don't think you look Filipino. I don't know why Mrs. says Filipino.
I don't even know.
Because he's racist.
You're racist among your people.
My old boss was Filipino. She had hair like that too.
Yeah, but I don't look Filipino.
Yeah, I don't think you look Filipino at all.
I met a lot of Filipinos. Anyways.
Well, anyway, this is the first time listening to the Backroom Talk, watching the Backroom.
Chibi No Podcast.
Sorry.
Chibi No Podcast, dang it.
Okay.
Chibi No
Can
Podcast.
Can you edit that out? Or you
no, I don't want
it.
Just keep it
too lazy to that.
All right. This is your first time watching Chibi No Podcast. We're just a bunch of friends talking about anime, movies, nerdy stuff all day long because that's all we do now.
No.
There's Chibi No Podcast. I mean,
that is not true. Talk. We sometimes talk about sports.
Yeah, Ulster Tag.
Number Shut up, one. David.
No, number one player in the U.S.
No, David, yes, never.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Last week, we did not get a chance to get together.
Not the week before that either.
No, we did.
Oh, wait, I wasn't there.
Weren't there.
I feel like
it was a great time.
Why not? Yeah. I was at a concert.
Yeah, he was at a concert.
Oh, that's right.
I listened to the podcast.
That's right, that's when we ended up recording the Friday instead of the
back to
Friday
back.
Night.
Yeah,
we recorded back to back and it was fun.
We made the, whatchamacallit, 7-Eleven run.
Yeah.
At like 11:30.
You guys did a 7-Eleven run?
Yeah.
It was good. It was fun times. Yeah. So yeah, it was good. So we missed out on a lot of stuff, but now we have time to talk. So let's go into one thing of news that came out earlier this week. I want to say like Tuesday. Wednesdays, there was an announcement of a new Marvel game coming out. There's always been talks about it, and it was released that this new game is called Marvel Rivals.
Oh, you're gonna talk about 1947?
What?
No, we don't care about that one.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. All right, talk about.
When there's something to talk about.
But anyway, Marvel Rivals, and so they released a trailer for it.
At that same day, they released a short film.
Yes,
for Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse series.
That was a waste of time for me.
The reason that they released the movie was supposed to release, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And so they gave us this,
and I get spiders.
Asura, and then they released the Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, so Marvel Rivals currently, I think, it's coming out next month.
Open beta.
It's not invitational. Invitational is coming out next month.
Oh.
It currently is
wishlist it right now, so you can get potential.
And currently, it's only going to be on Steam. I'm pretty sure it's going to go into console, but as of right now, for the invitational and for probably the testing, they're going to do Steam first.
Which I like, because this game is going to be optimized for PC first, and then they're going to try to optimize it for console. Because a lot of games are prioritized more for consoles than for PC. So when the PC ports come out, they're not as optimized as the console games. So this coming out,
now you say that console is not going to be optimized for the.
No, it will be.
Okay,
I think. So. Well, it's Disney. It's Marvel and Disney, so they're going to put more. They're going to do that.
What's the company who's making it?
I don't know.
Come on, guys! Remember. You guys are the chibi news.
But anyway, the point is, let me actually look it up really quick.
I'm happy about that though. So while he looks that up, I'm happy for that, and it's going to be free to play. So nobody needs to really invest any money in it, unless you're a hobby. If they have cool skins that you want, because you know you didn't. If you didn't see Namor's in there, so that's tight.
Namor,
I did see that.
Namor, they have Loki, Iron Man, Spider-Man. Spider-Man was the weakest looking one for me because he he wasn't like web slinging a lot. It seemed like his web slinging was more of like an ability use, not a passive.
Hulk.
Hulk is in there. Black Panther.
Doctor Strange, Groot.
Yeah. Star-Lord, and then some of the X-Men, because at the very end they teased some X-Men, but I don't know who I saw.
Yeah, NetEase.
One of them was Magic, right?
Yeah, NetEase Games is the one that's doing
it. What have they made?
I don't know. It doesn't show any. They didn't give me another link to NetEase Games.
How about you type in NetEase Games that they made? I don't know.
I don't think they made that many.
That's I don't either think way, off the top of my head, I don't think I've heard
anything
from
them.
Sounds
like a very new
yeah
publisher. But
or it could be a Chinese-made publisher because, you know, they do that and they probably make a bunch of phone games.
They stick with China? What?
Yeah, they get bought by China all the time. it looks cool, free to play, so that's not bad. I wonder if the skins. I hope the skins aren't expensive because I'm pretty sure.
There has to be.
No, they don't need to. They can provide a lot.
That's how they're
going
to do it.
The thing is, they can provide a lot for cheap. So
but they won't.
How are they going to make money?
They buy a lot of it if they make it cheap enough.
You know,
it's free to play.
Don't make it stupid expensive. Don't be like Overwatch where it's like $30 for a skin. Like, make it a $10 skin.
They're
going
to. They need to make money.
Fortnite makes $10 skins and they stay afloat forever. Because they make a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah,
so.
But is Fortnite the rule or is Fortnite the exception? Exactly.
Okay. So you're right. It is a Chinese. It is.
Like I didn't know.
Chinese spying on us. Through a game. I don't know any of these games that they've made. They made Harry Potter Magic Awakened.
Oh, like, it's that. That's coming it was a phone out. Game. It was so it came out a couple years ago. In you know obviously in the
it says coming out later this
no,
year.
No, it's coming out in the U.S. later. But it was like a card game type of thing with it. So you can use magic and stuff. It looked really cool from a couple years back. But finally coming out for the U.S. I'm excited.
Yeah, these games I have no idea.
The scary thing I'm seeing is on the right-hand side. It's just like most of these are like discontinued.
Published in China only. Discontinued.
So what I'm assuming is probably this is going to give a good 4 or 5 year run unless they can get it pro circuit out, which maybe they might get like some Overwatch pros to get into it. The only thing I don't... Oh, by the way. The game is like Overwatch, team-based
what?
Objective.
I didn't know.
If you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I don't like, but it makes sense so that you can see your character is it's third person.
I prefer third person.
But I get it because you mean
third person makes sense for this type of game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I get
it. How
are
you
going to
watch your character?
I get it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I get it that way.
There's also a unique thing about it is that it looks like you can combine different attacks with certain characters.
Oh, like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth where you have team attacks?
Yeah, but this one, the one that they showed was Groot and Rocket. So Rocket got on top of Groot and they started shooting together. I don't know what other combos there's going to be, but...
It's just
going
to be Rocket climbing on top of them.
That's the only one. That would suck.
Combo! Just on Spider-Man's shoulder.
Combo, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I hope I get into the Invitational. It'd be fun to play. I think it'd be really good to... Because it's like, it's mixing a Marvel, right, with Overwatch, and I think that's a winning combination. I'm not a big fan of Overwatch, but
yeah, but it's Marvel.
But I gotta say that's what got my attention. The fact it's in Steam though is like I'm going back and forth, but we'll see after their
videos. Like I said, they're testing it out to make sure it's
and
good
that's
for
and
PC.
That's just for right now.
Just
I'm pretty sure it's gonna go.
I'm pretty
up
sure it's because they want to make this a competitive thing and see if they can. Prolong the life because I'm betting anything if it doesn't really hit the marks it needs to, it's only going to be like a 5 year game and it's going to go. But if they can prolong it to like 10 years, like an Overwatch thing, they'll probably do that.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
It just depends. It's hard with those type of games. Like if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't.
Free to play games are very risky.
Yeah.
We can't all be Fortnites.
Yeah.
For every Fortnite, there's. Was that Magic game that we played?
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Paladins?
Yeah.
No, yeah, Paladins.
Oh, the one that. Got removed and it's not.
Yeah, it was fun. I had tons of fun with the Magic.
The Magic Battle Royale, that was super fun.
But it tanked. It's okay.
Talking about Overwatch, didn't they release a new character for your Overwatch game that you were
it's
posting about?
Currently they're what's the word? They're letting you play the new character Venture for now. It's not going to release till season 10. But
season
this weekend,
right,
season 9. So this season, these past 2 days, and I think till tomorrow, they're going to you can play the Venture. Really interesting characters. He's a digger, and so I think like
Hardar. Okay, damn.
So Mr. and so Bodhi Kwasebe calls him Diglett.
So that's what he was saying. Like the whole time I was talking about Pokemon. I have no idea what's going on.
Like this Diglett character. Yeah. So basically, the character can like. Dig underground
And when he does that, Simon. Yeah. But, and then when she does that, it
double knight.
It
they
whatever.
It
it's a character. It's not a real person. It's an it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They,
it matters to the fine. You're getting canceled. Okay.
This is a video game.
Cancel.
If this is a person, okay, we can discuss that. But this is a video game voice. Character. The video game character is not going to be like
the human changed, person makes a voice.
McCree because the person who played who was
they okay. That's after a, okay, was, but okay, I'm not. I'm still okay. I don't mean
I'm
to call.
Just giving you shit.
Anyway,
it's okay.
The point is tomorrow.
They can dig into the ground and then they're invulnerable while they're in there for like I think the total is like 5 seconds. They have like this, they shoot a projectile from their little drill. It's actually pretty cool. Right now, it's really OP.
Is it called Pierce the Heavens?
That'd be no, it's cool not actually. That song. The alt is called Earthquake, I think.
If they don't make a Gurren Lagann skin for this character, I'm going to be pissed.
Now I have the hardest time not picturing like a Diglett running around. Right. Like Overwatch with like a
Diglett.
Trio.
Like Earthquake.
Nicko.
That's yeah. So, Venture's pretty fun. Actually, correction. I don't know because I never played Venture yet.
So you're lying?
No. Every time that I try and get into it, the past like two nights, I've queued as like all roles. Oh, I've never gone DPS.
What is? Oh, okay. I was gonna ask what Venture was DPS.
Yeah, never gone DPS.
Why don't you just ask somebody to go together so you both queue as DPS, and then he can claim it for you, or just hold on to you.
I just want
to
have fun. I don't want to try. If I get it, cool. I'm not like. Dying to play him.
You know what? Make it faster if you upgraded your SSD to an NVMe drive so that you have that split second longer. So you'd be like, click.
That's not.
Spend $1,000 for one extra second.
No,
I have makes sense.
No. $100 for half a second longer.
Oh, well, that makes it.
Oh, by then. That makes it
a lot better.
You have more storage at least.
Oh, Diego. Don't listen to him. Diego still thinks that Drampa's not a good Pokemon. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, you weird.
Normal dragons, and he looks like an old man. I don't like that.
I have like two cards of them. Oh, speaking of cards, we're gonna get some Japanese Pokemon cards.
It's not confirmed though.
It's not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be confirmed. Oh, I didn't want to speak about what this. But I don't know why this. Oh, because his wife's in Japan.
They're like reaching to Anna. We haven't done anything yet.
I said I would pay you, so
I said I'd pay you too.
You in?
You in?
You get the new cards at Booster Box.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Also, so I don't know why
that's it's available. I mean,
yeah,
that's if Tenma. They said Tenma because they do that now, right? Yeah. So you have to send it. Tenma would like
to
buy
it.
You need to have a kid.
Oh, so I guess I got one.
Tenma
box.
Wants four boxes.
Tenma will have.
Oh man,
he loves the cards.
You might get lucky. You might not.
Well, anyway,
we can split the box.
I don't know why. I wanted to bring this up because I thought this was funny. So, Japan was telling us that his wife. Obviously, while you know she's in Japan right now, and for some reason a friend of hers had these two tickets. Just like I don't know if they want or anything to go to Disneyland Japan.
Oh, cool!
So I looked this up. Tickets to Disneyland is 6,400 yen, so it's like $60, $50, something like that. So
I was looking at like $70.
Oh, I looked it up recently. It was saying 6,400 yen.
I also checked.
Like yesterday.
Okay, it's between $60 and $70.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
it's not expensive.
No, but the reason I was thinking about that. First of all, I when have you had anyone be like, "Oh, I have these extra tickets to Lagoon. Here you go."
Actually, happens pretty often.
Yeah.
What? I never get
not to you. not to you.
I don't have good friends.
I have friends that buy stuff and then end up not using it. So they're like, "Hey." Same.
I know. I use the stuff I buy.
And a lot of times, like, well, just I guess it depends. I know Lagoon does a lot of stuff with like corporate things. Yeah. There's a lot of times where they're just my company has this. I have an extra ticket. Do you want to come?
Coca-Cola will do the like get in for $20.
So or they'll
not a free ticket.
Or they'll give me their like whatchamacallit. I don't know. It's been a while. I don't know if anyone still does it, but like the bounce back passes.
Yeah, I think they still have it.
So it's like, if you want to pay like the $3 to go back or whatever it is. I don't remember what it is anymore.
So I recently saw a video of this lady who was complaining that Lagoon tickets are more expensive than Universal tickets. I don't know if that's true or not.
How much could are Lagoon be, tickets?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've paid. I don't think I can't remember the last time I paid for Lagoon tickets. The last time I paid for Lagoon tickets was like 13 years ago when I was still in high school.
Huh.
I think I did that for like one of the like prom or some one of like the high school dances. Like
are you serious?
There.
I would never go to that for. That's so much money.
I haven't gone to Lagoon in like 5 or 6 years.
I went the last time I went was like 2 years ago, but it was the first time I ever went during like Halloween. I went like Halloween 2 years ago.
Okay. And then I think what's funny is my brother, he went to, was it last year or the year before? He got invited from friends like 3 or 4 times. And he went 4 times. I was like, why didn't you just buy a season pass? He's like, we weren't expecting to go 4 times. I just got invited 4 times. Like, I would have just bought the season pass the second time.
So to answer your question, yeah, people get tickets for Lee.
Yeah. No, but who gets tickets
all the time? I was just thinking, what, I wonder, because I know if you watch an anime, right, there's like, I guess in the anime, I don't know how true it is in Japan. I'm pretty sure there's some truth to it. Like, in like some animes, like there's a girl that's always like entering for raffles and stuff like that, and they win stuff. So I wonder if that was how they won. I don't know, but I just kept thinking.
They knew Anna was in the country. They're like, we must.
Yeah, we must invite her. We must. Although there's raffles here. If you go to the anime store, you can actually buy for raffles.
You have to pay for it. So like, there's different tiers of raffles, and then you pay for like $5, $10, or $20. And you can win prizes.
Yeah.
So my buddy Marvin did that, and he got a Zorro towel because he paid the $5 one.
How much is it?
How much is Lucan tickets?
$92.
Dang. For one person?
For one adult.
Yes,
one
for
regular
one adult.
Person. And then the youth?
Lucan's not even worth it.
75.
For youth, 70.
75?
It used to be like 60 something dollars to go to Lagoon.
$30 to go to Lagoon when we went.
Back in my day. It was not that expensive. I don't remember how much it was.
2011.
Tokyo. Disneyland to Lagoon.
Well, maybe.
It is.
I wonder how much a season pass would be then.
Probably $200.
$200.
This is crazy, dude.
It's usually like 2 trips worth. Because I know, obviously, when my brother and I did it, it was $60 for a season pass.
Yeah, it's clearly going to be a lot more than that.
Let's say $200.
Buy a season pass.
And the season pass, you usually...
So you say 200, Diego, right?
Well, say, okay, let me correct. 200 to 250. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be $300.
150? Oh, no.
It's 190.
For one person.
For one person.
So imagine you have 4 kids. Or
why do you have... In this economy, who has 4 kids?
Utah.
Mormons?
No. No, that's why they're...
Mormons are
even, okay, let's say even 2 kids. So
that's normal. That's fine.
But here's the other thing I think of. Well, I don't know. How much is parking?
Oh, it's a pain.
I thought parking was free.
I thought it was free.
Unless they changed it.
I don't think parking is free.
Okay, let's say $30 because it's usually higher.
So
robbery.
Then you can also buy a season parking pass.
Oh, my. Fuck my ass.
For $85.
Fuck you, Lagoon. This is shit.
Okay, so let's say 4 people, parents and 2 kids. That would be like $1,000 plus the $300. The season parking, right?
Season parking is 85.
Oh, 85.
So 85, and then
if I ever want to have kids, I can just borrow 10 of my right.
$900, almost $900 for that. Just all if you got season pass,
oh my
and
God.
Then season pass parking,
and so then like, taxes.
So $1,000.
Forget about taxes.
Even
$1,000.
Even if you're just that's too much, dude. Like just even one other person, like you and your partner. That's what 380.
Yeah,
380
for
with
a season
taxes,
pass
for season passes.
Isn't it like a pass of all passes that lets you go?
No, that was like when they first started, like if you're part of the family pass for forever type of thing. But that was like once for like 3 weeks, and whoever pays for those are there definitely until you die. I'm pretty sure those guys are dead now too.
Dude, let's go to Universal.
No, Universal's worse now.
No, it's cheaper.
No, but like the lines are bad, man.
That's why we go early.
Yeah.
I've seen some people go early now. People caught on, so it's not even worth it no more.
Nah, you just wake up earlier.
I've seen it.
So did I.
Activate my trap card. Wake up early.
No.
I ran.
When we did it.
We went to the Simpsons first thing.
It's different than what they did afterwards now. People have been catching on. So like I saw a TikTok of this girl lady's like, okay, we're here at Universal at 6 o'clock in the morning. There's already a line. I'm like.
You think that millennials want to wake up early? No.
Not if we go on a Wednesday morning.
They don't want to wake up early to vote, yeah, but they want to wake up early to complain.
We'll go like a Wednesday.
Wednesday. There.
Sure.
Let's go this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let me just fly to California and do that.
Well, yeah, why
let's
not?
Do it.
¿Por qué no?
Just because I have money.
I'm not working this week. Let's do it.
I have free money.
Gosh, dang, man.
Let's do it.
Just because I have the money doesn't mean I should use the money.
Pretty much anything you guys want to do this week, I'm free. I don't think I'm planning on doing too much.
Dang.
Okay, we're going to Vegas at least.
Going to Vegas, let's do it.
At least. You can't go without your wallet.
I have a gambling.
At least without your wallet. I'll pay for your stuff.
I have a gambling.
You can go, but we have to hold your wallet for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go.
I think Chibi Napaka should do like a Vegas
Chibi Napaka's road trip. Vegas trip.
I'm not paying for it.
The Vegas trip.
That much.
No, like the
we got to
actual Vegas. Not a strip show.
No. I'm talking about the trip. So I'm not paying for the trip.
Oh, I heard strip.
Like, when he said chibi can go on the
plane. I heard trip. I'm not judging.
I heard strip, so I thought you were going to say like
one
strip.
One or the other. One or the other. I mean,
like the actual
way,
road.
Either way, chibi's not paying. Chibi No Podcast is not paying for that. You pay for your own strip.
If we do that, I want to go to Whataburger.
Whataburger's
Vegas.
Meh. Yeah, Whataburger. You're meh.
You're meh.
I love Whataburger. Get out of here.
Whataburger is better than In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
Anybody who dislikes that, you can fight me. I don't care.
Their sourdough burger.
In-N-Out is overrated.
Yes. If you, the thing is, with my argument with this, In-N-Out is very consistent. So if you want a consistent burger, that's what you get. So it's like a
cereal. It's still this big.
Yeah, but
when McDonald's makes bigger burgers than you, that's a problem.
Yes, true.
That's a problem.
That's true. But Whataburger makes good burgers, and they're big and juicy.
The guacamole one's good.
You like it big
and juicy?
I like
the sourdough. The sourdough one's good, too. Was fire.
But we got to go back.
You know what I think is overrated?
I'm hungry,
too. I thought
it
was overrated, and I don't like Jack in the Box.
I've never been. I've never been.
I've only been there once.
It's so overrated. The reason why is because my buddies, I will say Irv and Marvin, all the time when we went to Vegas, Jack in the Box, Jack in the Box. Oh, if your mom and dad is going to Vegas, can you tell them to order me some Jack in the Box when they drive home? I'm like, that's like 9 hours away. Why would you? Like, no, it's still really good. It's like, you guys are fucking nuts.
I need to go.
I love it. Let's go to Jack in the Box.
Fuck Jack in the
we'll
Box.
We'll go tonight.
Okay, let's do it. I don't mind it.
Tonight. I hate the lines. They're absurd.
Come on, tonight.
I want the tacos then, because that sounds good.
Tacos?
They have mini tacos.
At Jack in the Box?
I don't know if they're
mini. I can definitely go this week. I don't know if I can go tonight.
Okay, fine. We'll go this way.
I'll go because I've never been. Okay. I've
only been there once.
I've never been.
What did you get though? A burger, or the chicken.
Yeah, I got a burger. I got some fries.
The burger was okay. The fries are fried.
That's about it.
The chicken sandwiches are good, but the burgers are meh.
Don't they have like tacos and like egg rolls and stuff like
and
that?
Egg rolls, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And like boba drinks.
I don't know about boba.
Whoa! I heard that they have them at Jack in the Box.
If they do, that's new.
Yeah, that's new. I don't know.
I wouldn't know. You guys told me no, I would believe you.
Now I'm hungry. You know what I miss? Taco Bell, Burger King's tacos.
I love those tacos.
Burger King has
tacos? $2? Yeah, they're 2 for $1.
They were suspicious as fuck.
I remember cooking them. Yeah,
it sounds suspicious. That's so sketchy, man.
I just know when I was high as hell, I would get. It was like you get two tacos for $1, dude. Just be like.
And like you could put like cheese.
You can
on.
Get
it was
you
weird.
Can,
it
you
was
can get real tacos for that.
It was like the most American thing because you could be like you could ask for cheese and like lettuce and tomato on there, and it was already like because I worked there, it was already like enclosed in the
shell.
Tortilla, the and shell. Then you deep fry it.
So it wasn't a hard tortilla.
No, it wasn't a hard tortilla. Okay. It was a regular tortilla, but the meat was already in there. It's already like put together. You just fry it, and then they try to open it up to put a slice of like cheddar cheese and tomato, and I was like, what the freak?
Yeah, I would just ask for none of that stuff. I'd just be like that, put hot sauce, and be like, $3 took you a long way.
Anyway, the point is, let's go back to chibi,
okay? That's right.
Sorry for this tangent, people. Okay, so.
Let's start with Lagoon.
To summarize, Lagoon is overpriced, and.
You can get tickets.
In-N-Out is overrated.
Oh, and friends can get you tickets.
Whataburger, let's go.
So, Whataburger
for the win.
And his friends are cool. Like, they gave her tickets to Disneyland.
Yeah. Your wife has cool friends.
Yeah.
Mostly us, but
mostly us. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, so next thing that we got news, I think it was yesterday, so the 29th.
Yeah.
It was confirmed that Sonic 3 has finished filming, which is ridiculous. I think they started back in October.
No, they started in December.
No, I think it was like back in October, but they started filming. All the stuff that didn't have any actors in it, because at the time it was still during the strike, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And then they started actually filming with all the characters, like the actual human characters, and now they finished.
Yeah, this was about the timeline I was saying. When we talked about it, I think I gave around this timeline, like March or April is when they would finish filming. So
because the release date is December, right?
Yeah. Yes. So June or July.
This one's not having Jim Carrey in it, right?
No, yeah. Jim Carrey is back.
Oh, he is back?
Yeah. So that means they wrote a good enough script that he was like, you know what? I'll come back.
Okay.
Is
this going to be his last film?
Wasn't
he retired?
I thought
he was going to be retiring after.
No, he's already retired. He came. I think he came back.
So is this him coming out of retirement to do?
So he's retired. He said he'd only come back to certain films that they wrote enough good enough script. And he said he doesn't like doing sequels, but unless they do it good.
Ace Ventura 2?
He doesn't like doing it. Doesn't mean he won't do it.
That was a different time.
Dumb and Dumber? Or
Dumb and Dumber 2?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Ace Ventura 2?
Yeah.
I'm just saying he doesn't. Laika does
the mask. The mask. Oh, wait.
No, he was
in the mask too. He
was enough. No, that was Son of the Mask. No, no.
I love that movie growing up. That was one of the few. No, no, not that one. Okay.
The Mask.
Cool. That was one of like the few movies I actually watched.
I like that. That's a good movie.
The 90s. Because we learned that from the Backroom Talk that I've not seen like anything.
Have you seen the cartoon?
There was a I have.
We gotta finish Heavyweights.
We do.
Anyways, so we might not get a trailer. I think we might get a trailer end of June, beginning of July.
Yeah,
it'll just be really rushed trailer.
It's gonna come out. It's gonna come out with Deadpool.
I still haven't seen number two.
No,
I've only seen the first one.
Watch two; it's good.
Sonic, they got sprinkles. I love that line. What? It's at the end of the movie.
Oh wait, when does Knuckles show come out?
Next month.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I did.
So
see that.
So we might not get anything till after the Knuckles show comes
out, or at the end of the Knuckles show, there might be something.
Extra Knuckles. So talk about TV shows really quick. I know you guys love your TV shows, and you guys are big Halo fans. How's that Halo show doing?
What the heck? I don't know. I don't care about
it. I don't watch
that.
I thought you guys are real Halo fans.
We're real Halo fans because we're not watching something.
But you guys watched the first
some
season.
Some schmuck who didn't.
No, I didn't watch
the books
all of it.
Or play the games. Make a show out of it.
All I know is that I think this season they basically adapted Fall Overreach, and the next season that
didn't.
It got, but they didn't.
That's what they said.
So it's not worth the hype.
The only thing that's cool is the last episode because, spoiler alert, you see the flood and then Chief fights an Arbiter, not the Arbiter, and beats him.
And most of the show, he's not in his armor. So
because of this, we know how.
I don't have a problem with anybody watching. I watched the first two episodes of season one. I think it looks pretty great. I mean, like the effects and stuff, it looks pretty good, especially considering it's just a TV show. I think it looks really good. Outside of that, I do not care. It's one of those things where I don't get it. Like, they making up a whole bunch of different other things on the go, which is fine. Like, you know, your creator, you have, or not the creator, like director, you have creative control to a certain point. But I think they gave him a little too much creative control.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, at what point do you actually justify showing Master Chief's butt?
I don't know.
Or having
like
sex.
You can do whatever. Yeah, well, that's...
That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing there. But it's just, it's weird. And I don't get it. Like I said, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't get why they went this direction. They have so much stuff. If they would have literally just followed the books, I think it would have been phenomenal.
It's funny because like their arguments were like with the actor who plays Chief. He's like, I'll keep showing my face kind of thing. And the argument was like, it's hard to show an emotion for a character without removing their mask. Or
the Mandalorian.
Whatever. And that's then people the arguments were, Mandalorian Darth Vader. And all stuff. Like, or in the freaking video games of Halo, you could tell Master Chief was how he felt.
Just off his voice.
Yeah, or like his body language. And so it's like, oh, we can't do that in live action. Okay, then you have a bad actor.
Or a bad script or a bad director. Either way, point is, we're not watching this crap.
I'm not watching it.
And apparently season 3 is going to adapt the actual first
game. So they're going to have a season 3.
That's what I heard.
It's that good. They're like, hey, we should have another season.
I think, well, it's Microsoft's money. Microsoft can siphon anything they want, dude.
Yeah, I think it's
it must be doing good enough for it to do that because I think it was before, it was only 2 or 3 episodes into season 1 they had already confirmed season 2.
Dang. Yeah, so.
They'll have its moments. I'll say this. Halo, the show has its moments. I'll say that. For whatever it is, it has good moments. But other than that, it's
like
the story is
trash. The effects and I think maybe like the action scenes are pretty, are done fairly well. But
and you also get the wart.
Wart. I can't. You can do it.
Wart. I can't do it. I'm on the spot.
It needs to be. It needs to go
wart. Wart.
Cool.
Do it, Sharking. Wart. I'm not doing it. Oh, fine. Whatever. Anyway, let's go talk about an actual good show, a good TV show that came out, and currently has 3 episodes out, and that's X-Men 97.
Oh, I thought you said good TV show, not phenomenal TV show.
Oh, phenomenal. There you go. Phenomenal.
Excellent.
X-Men.
Excellent.
X-Men.
You know what? It's just, okay.
X-Men.
It's really good.
It's really good. There you go. We don't do these wordplays.
Exceptional.
No. That's an X.
Extravagant.
Extraordinary.
Extravagant.
Extraordinary.
Anyway, so X-Men 97, the first 3 episodes have come out. It premiered last week with 2 episodes, and then the 3rd episode came out.
This
past one. So every Wednesday it comes out in the morning. Like, it comes out really early. But we don't watch it till later.
Yeah, we'll watch it later.
I wake up early to watch.
Thank you.
Of course you do. Anyway, if you've never watched X-Men.
What are you doing with your life? Watch it.
Yeah, well, you're doing that. But if you're not watching X-Men, or if you never watched the original 90s version, this one, again, is a direct sequel X-Men 97.
It picks up exactly.
It picks up exactly where it left off. The only, I think it's maybe, 6 months?
About a couple months. A
couple months that it picks off from. But the problem is, and I say problem not for the show, but like if you've never watched X-Men, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that you won't understand what's going, like you won't understand where is this coming from? So if you really don't want to watch X-Men 97, I highly suggest watch the original first, because then everything that's happening right now, makes it a lot more cooler, and B, you won't be confused, because you're like, you go in here like, what's going on? Why are they being hunted? Why is this happening? It's like, spoilers. Where's Professor X? Like,
spoilers.
Whatever. It's not a commercial.
I actually am going to disagree. I've been watching it with people who have never watched the original, like, or watched it, but never like followed the show. Like they're like, oh, it was a Saturday morning cartoon. I remember watching it every once in a while, but like, I don't know. I don't remember the story, and they're not lost. I think this show does a good job of
introducing new people,
and just kind of reminding you. It's like, oh yeah, like spoiler, Professor Xavier is gone. This is what's happening. And I think it just picks up really well. I don't think you need it. Would I highly recommend you watching the other show? Yes.
I think it would definitely, it's better. You'd appreciate it much more. Right now, because it's like, there's a lot of stuff that's, and I want to discuss this. There's a lot of stuff that's happening that, again, if you've only ever watched the movies, you're going to, some of it makes sense, some of it doesn't. I think the biggest change in this, again, this is on the trailer, and we're also going to talk about spoilers, but the big thing is Magneto becoming the leader of the X-Men.
What? Spoilers.
I did say spoilers.
Thank you.
Like, that was like, sick. What the freak?
I was pretty happy.
It's like my X-Men. I was like, what the freak is going on? And then they did some cool things. So then they changed the intro in the first episode. Well, let's go by episode.
Okay, let me start with first of all, the first intro. Episode.
Yeah.
With the intro.
Intro, yeah.
It's great.
It's amazing. Great. As soon as I push play, like the smile on my face was like really big, because going, I feel like a little kid. You know that Ratatouille moment when you're taking the critic?
That is the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah, when the critic is taking the little bite and goes back to his childhood.
Yeah, and he's a childhood after he like scraped his knee and his mom gave him his food and he's like, oh crap. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Like the music. Okay. Oh man. And then you see the animation being very similar than the old school one, but at the same time introducing little different aspects and putting new characters. Well, putting the regular characters into the title, such as Morph and what's his name?
You didn't say his name the right way.
Morph? No.
Yeah, say it like Wolverine does.
Oh. Morph. But being able to have that, like introducing them into that and the animation style they use, it's very much the same, but with new animation techniques.
I think it's like the perfect mix of new and nostalgic. It keeps things that you love about the original show, including the theme, including the animation, but it's newer.
And I think what they did really cool was they enhanced some of the, I mean, they made the powers look a lot more impressive. Like Cyclops' powers,
This might have been the first time he was ever cool in my book.
The original one, he was like this goody two-shoe Boy Scout.
He still is.
Like his powers, like his output of his powers, like is really cool now. Good. Like I think one of my favorite parts, like when they're in the first episode, when they crack
the jet scene.
Yeah, the jet scene, they go out and he just free fall and then he just shoots his beam, just kind of stop himself and slow himself down to get to
the ground. How did he do it? Okay, I didn't catch it the first time.
And even at the very beginning of the show too, like the way that he uses his visor to like push him out.
Push himself back.
Yeah. And I was like, this all makes sense. Like, this is so cool.
Because we have the technology.
They just have writers be like thinking outside the box. But what if we could have him do this and have motion do it? I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and something to point out as well, like if you watch the first episode, even the very first maybe 15 minutes, it's very similar than the opening on the very first episode when the original X-Men
with Jubilee.
Yeah, with Jubilee. Yeah. But instead it's with new character who
I forget his name. Sunspot.
Spoilers, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Comics?
We're talking about spoilers now.
Sure. Well, we talk about the ending of episode one. So.
Well, it was really cool. Like they had a lot of cool parts that was for nostalgia's sake, but also like I feel like it was a very iconic scenes in already in the first episodes. Like, yeah. Again, like you see, like the like. Yeah, I see that combo with Gambit and with Wolverine.
Yeah, that was legit. I loved, and then when Morph turns into Blob, yeah, to like trampoline him up, that was cool.
So I gotta say, having Morph is really awesome in the show because you can actually introduce any mutant.
And he's gonna be like Easter eggs everywhere.
Yeah, and
you don't have to pay the voice actors.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that's probably one of the reasons they did that.
That makes a lot of sense.
And again, like one of the things, this was in the trailer as well, but in the first episode, like when they fall out of the gen, they all like land, and. Cyclops is being like the leader that he's supposed to be, and like he lands and like, to me, my ex. I was like, oh, I got chills. I was like, oh, this is so cool. I was like, oh,
let me join
God.
The fight right now.
Yeah. I'll be an X-Men. Inject me here. Yeah, there you go. What? So,
wow.
No, it's just like X-Men.
No, what are you doing?
Like, quit touching there.
You got it on camera.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Hey, don't touch me there. This
is my donut square.
That's all good. But yeah, I'm loving it. I'm really, really loving it. I think everything's great. I think the story writing's the writing's done really, really well. It still makes me, we'd mentioned it, but we know that the director or the producer?
Showrunner.
The showrunner left before the show even released.
I guess a day or two before.
Which is weird.
Yes.
Because so I don't know what problem they had because he had already done, was it two or three seasons?
Two seasons.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know like what the problem is. I think that's going to be one of those things we're gonna have to keep our ears out for.
Yeah,
because it does exactly surprise. Like, I thought as soon as that happened, I was like, oh no, like this is gonna bomb. This is terrible.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, it's ruined. It must be awful. But then I saw, I'm like, dude, this is phenomenal.
It could be like Disney being like controlling where they're like, okay, you do this, but you really don't. You have to go through us to go do things.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to know what it is. I'm curious.
Well, I do know that Disney has some restrictions, even like the whole voice acting casting. Like the original voice actors have to basically re-audition to get their part back.
They did, but they didn't.
Yeah, right?
They had to re-audition, like, but basically they were like,
it's a formality.
They were like, wait a minute. They were like, I've read these lines before.
Right. You watch the interview, right?
Yeah, I watched the interview. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, I've read these. Like, I know exactly what I'm auditioning for. And then they're like, well, will you please join the show? Yeah,
it's a formality.
It would be an honor to have you return and reprise your role. So,
yeah. So, it's interesting of how they're adapting different things from the comics in here. Like, it goes to the story that they're telling.
Yeah.
It's different parts of the of comics, but they're adapting it. Like for example with Magneto being on trial. Like that whole thing is
I love that.
That was awesome. And they did it better.
I swear they did it better. Oh, it was so good.
I think that the whole That's episode 2, right?
Yep. That's episode 2.
I think episode 2 so far has been my favorite. That whole court scene where Magneto like willingly lets himself be taken in.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then the terrorists come in, and at the end when he catches him, he's like, "I could kill you right now." It's like, you were but a worm. It's like, but I choose to believe in what my friend Professor Xavier left to me. Like, oh, dang.
And even the...
I just loved it. I was like, oh.
And even the animation when he was being, like, shot or something, like, flew towards him and things were, like, cutting him out.
I think that's episode 3.
Oh, that was episode 3 with the glass.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. But yeah, I think they did a really good job on animation on that aspect. Episode 3, too, it kind of built a lot of things. And it got me sentimental as well on the episode 3.
Because of the kid?
Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. What I thought.
Oh, man. I was like, I need to fight it. I can't, but oh, man.
And again, that's also adapting the whole cloning thing. And we're going into spoilers. That's something in the comics.
Yeah, it is. I've really liked it. It's really well. I mean, even the original show, it was always well adapted from the comics. But it's coming out really, really
especially
good.
Especially being able to tackle some of the hard conversations for a kid's show at the time. Yeah. X-Men, when they first came out, was able to do that in a way that kids can understand, and adults looking back and like, oh, this
appreciate
actually has
it more. And I like how they basically made the show for us, like for the
it really does.
Audience.
It's
not a kid show per se, because I mean,
I didn't swear.
I just know that when Magneto gets cut, there's blood.
Yeah, there's actually blood. Like it's
cut that monster in half. You see its guts. I'm like, oh, okay, so shit's going.
So it's grown up a little bit, but like I said, it's still kept like the reason why we loved it. Like it's still there.
I guess Mr. Mercer, you're the one who just threw up on episode 3.
Yeah, I didn't watch one or two.
What do you think of your introduction so far?
It's really good. Seeing the characters, how things are going was pretty awesome. I think it was weird just seeing like the old 90s animation like coming into like the modern day. how fluid it was. I was like,
it's super retro. I love it.
Yeah, I was like, this is super like comic book.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like this a lot. But the big thing that kept popping in my head, I was like, are we going to get, you know, cameos? Like, because, you know, like the Fantastic Four are part of that universe. Spider-Man's part of that universe. Tony Stark, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk. I'd love to just see like a little tidbit like of like, oh, hey, Peter's here.
They did mention this Peter Parker and Eddie Brock on the first episode.
Oh, but I want to see them like.
Well, I mean, mention is not. Yeah, there's a Bugle. Egg, the Daily Bugle comes through and you see the names of Peter Parker and Eddie Brock.
You can see Stark Industries too, like the logo for that.
Yeah, that's cool. Love that.
They exist in this universe, but we don't know if we'll see them.
Will they come out? Yeah.
Will they reprise the role? I think I will. I think I might cry if they bring back Spider-Man.
The original one.
That would be cool. Exactly. Because then, well, because when is Disney 33, whatever it is called? They have the little.
Oh, the Expo?
Yeah.
It should be coming up in a couple of months.
So, because I could see this. If this show, obviously, the show is going to be successful, but I could see them announcing the Spider-Man.
I saw the lineup for that. They don't have anything related to the X-Men, at least last time I checked.
Well, no, but for Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
I mean, they could.
They could.
Or Spider-Man, yeah, Spider-Man of the Year or something.
We'll have to check.
And I think another thing that really was very shocking for us to see, I think, was episode 2 at the very end between teasing the relationship between Rogue and Magneto.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That was cool.
I think that's what I think is written so well. Like, you, and I always thought it would be harder to do. There's so many characters, but, like, there's stuff going on with everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know about you, I actually care what's going on. Like, there's the love triangle with Gambit, Magneto, and Rogue. There's the whole situation with Cyclops and Jean.
Storm.
That one makes me sad.
Oh yeah, I saw that clip.
That one sucks.
I was like, ooh, like, because I didn't know like how Magneto was gonna play into the show, and then I see, because I saw that clip of the whole thing with the government or whatever it is, and she takes the bullet from him. I'm like, she does it like for him. I was like, oh wow.
Jubilee with like having to basically be on the opposite side, like we talked about, like it's a mirror episode of the first episode where now she's the one trying to help this young mutant with like, hey, like we can be your family now, like you don't have to be worried about it. Like, yeah. I remember I used to be, you know what I mean? Like, she's now like more of like the teacher moment.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool. I still love Beast.
Beast is awesome.
Just because like he's, even when he's still like in combat, he still like speaks very like poetically and stuff. Like, I just love it, dude. I'm just like, oh man, like I remember like everything that I loved about the original show. And then it's just back. I'm just like, this is so good.
In episode 3, I like how he refers to Dante's Inferno.
That was perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, Beast would always say that. Like, perfect. Perfect quote.
Even I think episode 3 was pretty good as well, too. Like, I think I keep whizzing over the animation. I know that now that because we have anime and all of that, there is some influence. And I can definitely tell, like, certain elements of the story or certain animation styles look very anime-like. But I think it's a nice balance. Hey, this is what we learned from Japan. Let's apply some of the things in here. Not to the point of making it anime-like, right? But just making it more, like, enhance the animation in comparison to the What If. I think What If and this, oh man, 100% X-Men for sure when it comes to animation. So they did definitely an amazing job. And I want to see what they're going to do next.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with the story. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure Mr. Sinister is going to be
The main villain. Well, no.
There's going to be that side arc about Storm probably getting her powers back or something happening. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to adapt it. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they do.
It's hard to wait every week.
I know.
I just kind of wish it has a talk every
week about it. That's what's good.
I mean, so part of that, it's kind of cool because, like, yeah, it's on a weekly basis. We can talk about each particular episode, have time to digest. If we were to go back to back, sure, it would be amazing. You get to find the whole story, but at the same time, you might skip a couple of things here and there.
Yeah.
You
actually get to digest. The hype train goes away quicker.
And this is how they make their money, because they know that that's going to guarantee me their subscription.
Yeah, for sure.
For every week.
And they actually added a shop on Disney Plus. So if you
I saw that. I'm like, that's evil, but it's dangerous. Smart.
It's like the Lego figures.
Yeah.
So that was like, oh man, this is kind of cool. X-Men.
I can't lie. I already looked at the shop. Yeah, I was like, ooh, let's go.
I clicked
what kind
on
of stuff
too,
you have in there?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll keep giving updates to X-Men.
What would you guys rate it? What'd you guys rate? Just right now up to episode 3.
I'd give it a solid 9.
I only seen one episode, so it was a good episode, like
9.5. I want to give it a 10, but I want to see, like...
I can't give it a 10 yet. I need to watch more.
I think you do. I think I probably will end up giving it a 10. It's on track to be a 10, but it's a 9 plus, easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's easily a 9, and it's... I think even, like, what was it, like, the reviews?
Yeah.
It's like at 100%, or, like, one place gave it, like, a 98, was, like, the worst rating it's gotten.
Yeah, wow. I think viewer count has been amazing.
I think they had like 4 million or some numbers. I can't remember what the numbers are, but the numbers have been really high for X-Men.
So you know how last episode, because I was listening to the episode, you guys were talking about Disney, like, eh, they're done, whatever. And now this comes up. What do you guys think?
Well, again, this isn't a movie. This is a... I feel like this is like a this love letter to fans. It was written. It was directed. It was...
Everybody could be brought back was back. What, one person who decided not to come back?
Yeah.
And again, they brought this, the people who did the stories, they knew the stories, and they're like, I know how we're going to adapt this.
And they literally have like the screenshots of, look, this is the comic. I'm like, oh yeah, it looks exactly like, like the comic book.
Like I think that was their win. They did that. If they could do this with their other, especially with Star Wars, it would be a whole lot better.
I think it's too late for
Star Wars. It's too late for Star Wars.
Star Wars has been changed too many times.
The thing about X-Men, which is really cool, especially this cartoon, is that they are basically based on comics. They don't have anything else like the whole universe they need to build up. It's already there. We just have to reference it.
Yeah, it's its own universe within the universe.
They don't have limitations because
you know, the comics are... But it's also hard to do that. But with the comic books, it is hard because, right, the movies have that too, but they also went a completely different direction, which for the most part worked for them. There's some like tripping in some movies and in some storylines that I don't know how they messed it up, but they did. But overall, at least the Infinity Saga was a phenomenal saga. Like, even though they changed things, they took inspirations from certain storylines, but then adapted exactly 100%. But it worked for the story that they were telling. I think because they're doing it through animation, they're more free to use shot for shot things in the comics because it works in that type of world. Presentation.
It's the same type of art style. Yeah. Going from comic to animation, it's easier, and you can play around with a lot more stuff.
You'd be more goofy.
I don't think maybe they will, but I don't think people would. I probably will come up eventually, but consistently, I don't think people would be happy in the movies if we had clones.
No,
all the time.
Yeah,
like, oh, this is clones. This is clones. I mean,
yeah.
And if you try to make... I mean, they kind of did, but if you tried to make like a big movie of X-Men without Professor Xavier, it probably
would be different. Yeah.
Yeah. And if, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's more harder to balance because you have like a set amount of time.
I wonder if they're going to do like some kind of Stan Lee cameo or something like that, like a picture or something. I think it'd be kind of cool.
I think they've stopped doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
Since passing.
Stan Lee was never cameoed in the animated series other than Spider-Man. That was at the very end of it. That was it.
Right. He actually played a role, and his wife as well.
Yep,
so
but not in X-Men. So I doubt it. And like you were saying,
Disney, a picture in the background or something.
But like you were saying, with like Disney did something. It's like Disney, all they did was just provide the funding. They didn't create anything.
They didn't create anything new.
They just got people who knew the story or people who were fans to create the story. That was a Disney. All they did was provide the check. There was no creativeness out of Disney there.
I think if Disney does that, let them do their own things.
Yeah.
Fund it. I think that should be
learn
fine.
From this. They're actually doing this.
The thing is, what I've noticed the past, what?
This is the best thing they've done since when? Since what? Honestly.
No. I'm just saying like the past 10 years, letting fans who grew up with the series create a sequel to the series or continue on the series or whatever kind of thing has shown it works. Like Final Fantasy Remake or Rebirth, that's from fans' ideas, and the original creator was so impressed he decided to do this. X-Men, and then there's a bunch of other ones I can't remember off the top of my head, but like there's always continuations of these because fans wanted to be a part of it and add to those stories, and they do well. When it's like just a money-hungry schmuck from whatever company wants to make a sequel or a new reboot of it,
well,
the majority of the time it's bad.
And that's another reason why the new Dune is doing so well, because that guy who directed it,
he was a mega fan.
Yeah, he was a mega fan.
He loved the books and he wanted to make it like as best as he could. And look at what we got. You know what I mean? So it's just that. Like,
if you want a good job, hire the nerds. Hire the fans.
Hire the fans.
Don't hire some schmuck. I won't go into it. I was going to say the same with politicians.
Well, politicians. Hire the fans of the politicians. I don't know what to do. No. Okay, let's move on. X-Men, great. We want to move on to giving a spoiler, and this will be spoiler free because I don't think Sharking has seen this. We're talking about Godzilla.
I mean, how are you gonna
X-Kong, New Empire? We actually saw that last night. And
go for it,
Mister.
I'm okay with spoilers.
I brought your can to show everyone, so you can show everyone the can that we got that we did not fill with popcorn.
You didn't?
No.
You just bought it for this?
You just bought it.
Why?
Oh, good job.
And it's broken.
It's broken.
So you see, if you look inside of it, you can see it. But inside, it has the Monarch thing, and it has Godzilla inside. It's actually pretty cool.
I thought the little kid had one better, though. Not gonna lie.
Where's the poster?
Oh, the poster. Yeah.
No, they were here. They were... Okay, well, I was going to show you the poster.
We had posters.
We had posters.
There are posters.
But yeah, so we saw Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire, and it was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
It's a fun movie. I think they've learned a lot of things from their previous movies and have learned that they don't know how to write a very compelling human story to Godzilla movies.
The U.S.
The U.S.
The
Japan?
U.S. had a two.
Japan is another thing.
Godzilla
Japan,
Minus One.
Yeah, whoever did that man.
But the U.S. would be like, we don't know how to write this. So what they did in this movie is they cut that, like, I want to say about maybe 50% of the movie had to do with the humans and their storyline, and the other 50% had to do with all the kaijus. And it was actually really cool because there are a lot of scenes in there where there was no dialogue because Godzilla and Kong, they can't talk.
They can't?
I know, right?
But they apes but together Rocky. Strong.
Okay, War. Okay, Caesar.
Apes together strong.
But like you just saw, like things from like body movement or the way that the other kaijus like, interacted, their facial
movement.
Like, hey, look, another way.
And it was really good. It was like, and we didn't need the humans to be like, what's going on here? What explain to us what's going on? It's like, no, we can explain just by watching. It's really good.
Yeah. I was going to say on that, this is a Kong movie.
Oh, yeah. That's a
featuring Godzilla. Yeah. If you actually think Godzilla's going to do a good job, he's just there to look
Godzilla
good.
was a side thought, an afterthought.
Yeah, it's like Godzilla Rose, like you guys have mentioned.
I mean, I'll say this. His design, his new design, and what they did to for him to get to his new design was cool, and everything in the prep work for it was cool, but...
Was he really needed?
If they make a sequel and he needs that form, then yeah, I guess.
I guess the form that he got just felt like a waste. The sense that in the show, in the movie...
Not spoilers. We can't go into that.
Well, in the movie, like...
He's preparing. That's pretty much what it is. But the preparation for it was like...
Like the outcome of the preparation, like, I'm ready to face... Like, it's like...
It's like Goku going like Super Saiyan and he only appears like 5 minutes.
No, it's like him going Super Saiyan and he's fighting a Cyberman. That's like he over-prepared. And he's like...
Maybe I trained a little too hard for this.
Yeah, and he's like... And they didn't need him. Like, it was just for... To say, it's Godzilla and Kong together. They have to be together.
I think it definitely brought in the sales because it's Godzilla's going to make more money than Kong.
How dare you?
It's just true.
Now,
not to mention because of all Godzilla Minus One hype, a lot of people are like, oh, Godzilla's actually a good movie, right? And they're going to come and watch this. And they're like, oh, this is not what I was hoping, but still Godzilla, I guess.
They also, and I think what they did is they did have some surprises in there. I mean, not surprised that like as you're watching the movie, you were like, oh, I'm pretty sure this was going to happen. That, I mean, if you're, as you're watching, you're like, I'm pretty sure this was going to happen. But the trailers spoiled a lot.
Oh yeah, they give you a lot of the plot. They
give you the kind a lot of the movie.
I'll give you like 80% of the plot it gives you, but there's still some surprises in there. Like, oh, okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah, Linky Kong was pretty intense.
You mean Diddy Kong Jr.?
Linky Kong, the bad guy.
Oh, Scar King.
I call him Linky Kong. Donkey Kong 64.
Isn't he Louie? King Louie.
King Louie, but Linky Kong is what I call him.
Yeah, he was. I think he was an underwhelming villain. I don't know what you guys think.
He was weak. He wasn't for all the
other
things.
Yeah, he wasn't really much of a threat.
Yeah.
Like the trailer, the initial trailer that you saw, because you see the skulls of a Godzilla and Godzilla and Kong, them light up and you see him on his throne. That was the original trailer, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh, this guy is going to mess both of these these kaijus up without breaking a sweat. And it was like, you get there like, yeah, you're fine. Did you?
You can take him.
You can take him. You can, Godzilla can take him with one arm or behind his back. That's that. Yeah. That's how much.
Like the only thing is that Scar King had more like, what's the word? Like he knew he's been in fights before, so he knows how to fight. Whereas
Kong, does he? It seems like to me like more. He had like a little tool. Like
he was
smarter
with his tools, though. He was smarter with it, but like Kong's only fought like the monsters he tried to survive. But Kong is very smart in this film, though. Like he's super smart. Like he sets up some cool stuff. I'm not going to spoilers, but he's really cool.
He had a lot of kaiju fights. Like, yeah. not like he was huge ones, but there's a lot of kaiju fights.
He was proving that he was, like, the alpha. And so, like...
Oh, but Godzilla's also, like, you can't alpha. Do nothing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Godzilla. Like, because, you know, in the trailer, when he's coming up, they're like, oh, they're going to fight because Kong has to come up to the Earth. You see the trailer part. Like, Godzilla's still really strong. Especially with his evolution, he's even stronger.
And I think... I want to talk about the choreography of the fights.
Oh, they were dude, this was the whole fighting concept of like of this film was basically WWE.
Seriously,
there was
it's like, oh, who's coming with the chair? It's Godzilla.
There was there. I will spoil
is
this.
That
there
what
was,
the humans dialogue is like? Oh my god!
There was a suplex.
Godzilla's bomb. Climbing onto the building, to no, the top of the building.
So in the trailer, when you see like Kong and Godzilla running, they're like. And then one of the traders later on, you see Godzilla, King Kong like ride on Godzilla.
That's like a WWE entrance.
Yeah, it was like a WWE entrance.
Like, because you see, okay, so they get to Hollow Earth because you see in the trailer. But like the way it leads up there, you see this beam of light, like, what is that? And it hits the ground. And you see you see all the dust. And all of a sudden, you see Godzilla and Kong come out. Bro, they're like, oh my gosh, it's a surprise. It's the Undertaker. It's like, what the heck is
seriously,
going on?
You can
I did not see this
like,
coming.
Wrestling commentary.
If you were to play like wrestling music coming in the background, it would fit perfectly.
Pretty much.
Again, I told you, there's a suplex done. And I was like, what the freak is this?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. And there's a scene with like Kong when he's like... there's a scene earlier. David missed it.
I missed this.
Hilarious.
That was awesome. I love that scene.
He was doing like what would I say? Like
just tell him what he did with the little ape.
Oh, okay. So spoiler, but it's not really the spoiler. So he meets meets Kong Jr. Well, I'm gonna call him Kong Jr.
Diddy Kong,
a smaller monkey.
He's Diddy Kong.
Like, he tries
smaller
to be
ape.
Yeah, he tries to be nice to him. The little ape bites his fingers. Like, oh, you little bastard! And he's like trying to chase him, and he gets surrounded by other Kongs, like other apes. And he's like fighting him, and he's about to fall. Like he's about to, you know, he's not losing, but he's just like fighting him. And then the little ape tries to like cheap shot him, and then he grabs him and uses him like a bat on the other monkeys. He goes boom, 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 and then just do just throws him and chucks little Kong. Hilarious,
Diddy Kong,
dude.
And he's still alive.
Hilarious. He uses him as he mollywopped him with it.
I was so mad that I missed it because they were laughing.
It was fun. You probably watch it online or something like that.
It's hilarious. Like the movie, like I said, it's a good fun adventure.
Yeah.
Story-wise, it's just, nah.
I don't think about the humans because primarily that's going to be, a downside. And not to mention, like, a lot of places got destroyed. People, so many people die.
Oh, there's
people
so much collateral damage. Yeah. It was like nothing. Like the final fight happens in Brazil. And
spoilers.
You saw it in the trailer.
I didn't know it was Brazil.
You didn't see Jesus?
Like yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, well, that's your
fault. It's fine.
Jesus comes to life, and so you see...
stop now. Stop. But anyway, they decimate...
Is that part of the WWE comedy? Oh, my God, the Jesus joins
But they decimate. That city is gone.
Yeah.
And they're like, and yeah, we
so
won!
So much hate for Brazilian people.
Millions of people dead, but yeah,
the
we won.
The favelas are gone.
So much destruction over there.
Did Dominic Toretto die?
He's the one that saved everyone.
Family.
He's hiding in the hand, like... Join me.
No, but yeah, just
it's like
overall,
scars and
like,
family.
They put way more CGI, way more monster fights into this film than any of the other films combined.
Yeah, if you're there to watch like a Godzilla movie just for like fighting movie, I think it really does a good job. If you think about like more of the plot or like, hey, this doesn't make any sense. Well,
I think Godzilla versus Kong has a better, better fight, better story than this one does. The thing about this is that there's a lot of stuff. As you start watching and you start digesting it, you're like, why did they do this? Like, it makes
they can.
Less and less sense of why they did the things that they did.
But you're complaining about Kong's upgrade?
No, not about Kong's upgrade.
Yeah.
Not about Kong's upgrade, but like just stuff like...
It's an upgrade?
Like the fact that Godzilla's in here.
Oh, they give that in the trailer. Yeah, dang, dude. Yeah, like, Yeah. I'm just going to watch the trailer, not even watch the movie. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, like the reason Godzilla is in there, like the way why he's in there makes less and less sense. Why he is preparing, like there's stuff in the story that doesn't make sense why Godzilla is preparing for something that...
No, it makes sense why he's preparing.
No, it doesn't.
No, it makes sense why he's preparing. It doesn't... Just what he's prepared for doesn't... There's nothing to it.
He was not used. Yeah. I mean, he did all the preparation for only a little thing.
Like David said, he... Goku going Super Saiyan to fight a Cyberman.
He overprepared.
No, not a Cyberman. He fought Ginyu.
It doesn't matter. Hey, it's just
Ginyu has body
three.
Change, man. You gotta respect it.
Yeah.
That's the only threatening thing. And all he has to do is just... close his mouth and he's good to go.
Yeah, so they're just things like that just didn't make sense.
Is this the second or third Godzilla Kong movie?
This is the second one.
And this is obviously a sequel to the first one. Mm-hmm. Is it better than the first one, in your guys' opinion?
No. The first Godzilla vs. Kong movie is way better. But the fights
I think
are
the fights
more,
are the, pretty good.
The fights are really good, but I think the intensity of the last film was way better and the plot was way better. And like you only had the two of them fighting each other and like how it worked was way cooler. Mm-hmm. Whereas this one is like, there's this, and this, and this.
Are they like separate? Like more separate? Like it's Kong doing his own thing and Godzilla's doing their own thing?
Yeah.
Kind of and like they're almost like two stories. Okay.
And then they meet into each other. Whereas the previous film was like, Godzilla's going crazy. Why? Okay, let's have another Alpha Titan fight him. And it's Kong. And it's like, let's do that. Now let's help him out to make him beat Godzilla. And then why Godzilla's being crazy.
The last movie to me, it reminds me of like Batman v Superman. They're fighting together and they actually got together to fight something else. Anyways.
Okay.
It was a solid film.
This one or the last one?
The last one.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I remember that. You could spoil it. I actually saw the last one.
But yeah, I think if people like Godzilla, I think it's enjoyable.
It's a good film. Yeah, it's fun.
You're there for the fights.
It's definitely really fun.
Okay.
I think I said it. Give it a solid 7. I'd watch it again.
7. 7.
Just fun.
Yeah.
7.
Okay.
It's not, minus 1 is a 9, but that's because you got the plot and then you got the horrific side of it, which is good.
I would give Godzilla versus Kong an 8. I really, actually really like
the first one.
Godzilla versus Kong was so good.
I thought 8.5. Almost, 8.5. Because 9 is way like, 9 is like you got a good script, you got good music, you got this.
They have the music.
The music didn't have Godzilla's music.
No, Godzilla music.
And then they had the stupid, like, there was a character music. Who was like, let's play some stupid like, 80s music. And you're like,
I'm so cool.
Suck.
I'm the Ace Ventura.
That's why it got docked to like 7 too. Okay. Like, that was just stupid. That was like, ugh, this is trash.
Ace Ventura. He was kind of like that, but.
But yeah, like I said, fun film. If you have kids or, you know, like that, and they're Godzilla fans.
You don't have to have kids.
They'll have a good time.
You don't have to. I'm like, I don't have kids. I can't watch this.
You'll enjoy it too, but with your kids too. Or if you're just an adult as well, you'll enjoy it. If you're a fan of Godzilla and you want to, or like the kaiju film stuff, and you want just a bare bones monster fight type of stuff, definitely worth up your alley. If you're trying to be like IGN, where like the humanity aspect of things was rather lacking, so the film is not that good. Of course, it's a fucking monster film, like a straight up monster versus monster film. So, and it's a U.S.
Although it's possible though, like if Cinemanos wants able to do it,
that's what I'm saying. Monster versus monster film. If it's a U.S. one, Japan has always been the oddity where they know how to do it.
Yeah, they did also in this one they did some nods to like older Godzilla movies, like the Iwi girl.
Oh yeah.
Like, there's some nods to the...
Kong. King, Kong Skull Island.
Yeah. So, there, that girl... But there's... She... Yeah, so there's cool stuff that they connected or they did throwbacks to other Godzilla movies, which was cool. But, yeah. Go. I'd say go watch it. I'd say go watch it once in theaters, and then if you want to watch it again, just wait to stream it.
I'll say this. It deserves some money.
Yeah.
It does deserve some money.
I think Godzilla vs. Kong didn't get as much money because it came out during COVID.
No, it was the first film after COVID.
It was still during COVID.
I swear it was like post-COVID. Like, not like...
No, it wasn't post-COVID.
Where people were okay to go out, though.
It's... So, it,
and been it, that long?
Yeah.
I barely years. Watched this movie like in December.
Oh, yeah. Godzilla was like... Godzilla vs. Kong was like the first movie that like people could watch in theaters.
Also streaming as well.
I know, but it was one of the first ones because it was... Mortal Kombat and then Godzilla. So like Mortal Kombat was like 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before, and then Godzilla versus Kong and it made box office
but
hits.
But hopefully makes a good chunk of money because it's going up against Kung Fu Panda 4, Dune 2.
I actually want to watch
Kung Fu Panda 4 actually made pretty good money. Is so it that's good, why though? I don't know. I don't want
to. I think this will make good money. I don't know if it'll hit like.
I don't think we'll get Dune Stars though.
No, well, Dune Stars is probably already in the bill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this the budget for this film was 132.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see it being 440 or 5.
That's something to make it profitable.
So it'll be profitable. Okay. So either 440 or 5.
And then we'll get Space Godzilla.
Biollante. That's what Jose was saying.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense because if you look at the past movies and you see like the sketches of the monsters on the wall, you do see like a Biollante looking monster. So they might incorporate Biollante. Or like originally they were going to do was Pacific Rim and then bring Pacific Rim back.
They should still do it.
They have like some
Pacific Rim versus Godzilla versus Kong. That would
be great.
Yeah, they originally were going to do Pacific Rim versus Godzilla.
They have like little Easter eggs that like it kind of resembles Pacific Rim, like how the monsters came, how the kaijus came to Earth. They have some things similar with Hollow Earth.
Yeah, they kind of hint at somewhere. It's like it can go anywhere.
Yeah, like, so it's like,
what do you mean by that?
Anywhere?
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, we'll see.
I'm just gonna say that Kong, Godzilla has been isekai into the world of Kong, and then going back and forth and fight. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, isekai. There you go. Freaking nerd.
And a random thing, isekai is now in the dictionary language. Has been approved recently.
I mean, in the English dictionary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
random. Okay. Random.
So is Riz.
There you go.
Yeah. I blame Mr. Mister for that.
I did not bring Riz into the forefront.
So
was that, what was it? What was the stare?
Oh, the light skin stare.
Light skin stare. Okay. Anyway, let's move on to our final topic.
No,
for
let's.
Tonight.
We need to talk about this.
What?
No.
We need to talk about Stellar Blade.
Okay. We're talking about big booty Stellar Blade.
Big
tell us about the big booty Korean Stellar Blade. I actually saw some gameplay of it. A lot of people, again, I don't know because I haven't
people
played this
are
game.
Liking the game.
No, I'm saying, but I haven't played this game. But they said that it's more like Sekiro. Than some people were saying it was going to be like Bayonetta, but they said more like Sekiro than Bayonetta. I don't know how much good. Of how good it is actually. Like Sekiro, but that's what we have Jiporion.
Yeah, I was going to say my initial idea was like a combination of Bayonetta with Devil May Cry and a bunch of stuff, but it's more like Sekiro because of the way that you actually have to memorize different movements and tactics when you want to block or attack, counters, doing some combos as well.
You have a talent tree too, right?
Yeah.
I saw that. It was
you
cool.
have like a three individual talents and you can actually expand that. It's definitely a good game. It's a learning curve, like just jumping into the game, but as soon as you actually play it for a bit, I think it's good job. The music is amazing. I mean, apart from the obvious, which is the booty that you guys were talking about for long, so much time.
It's a third-person game.
The person who made the music was actually the person who made the music for Nier Automata, which is also one of the really popular games.
The booty game.
Yeah, it's also a booty game.
Your booty.
I mean, there's so much to say. Like, it felt like really short.
Isn't it like an hour, two-hour game?
No, the demo.
It's like an hour?
But it saves your
it actually saves your progress.
But the demo's like an hour or something like that, right?
No, it took me like 2 hours here and there.
It's supposed to take you an hour, but it took you 2 hours because you were distracted by the booty.
He kept screenshotting.
It was kind of challenging as well. Some of the fights, like it took me a little bit like to get the hang of it. But after I learned how to counter and how to make some movements in there, it became a lot easier. After you finish the game, you actually get to have like a boss mode that you can actually finish a boss. And you get to unlock three different outfits, including the non-outfit. Which if you...
The non-outfit.
So if you take your outfits off, you have like a skin suit. And that basically makes you less, more vulnerable to attacks. So even though...
Obviously.
If you're there for the looks and you want to like play with your...
there's probably a trophy you get where you can beat the whole game without...
There could be
beat the game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is one. If they give you that option, they're probably...
And Paul's like, I got 100% this, got to play.
Sorry, wife, I got to do it.
If you're friends with him on PlayStation, just look at his trophies, and if you see 100%, he's like, he did do it.
But even the fight, it gets gory too. Like at the very beginning,
yeah,
they have
endgame,
like...
isn't it?
Yeah, the intro itself, it's an introduction. They introduced a couple of characters, and it gets, like, one of the characters gets ripped apart, and like, it was kind of crazy and really cool. But I definitely recommend people to play it. Like, even though people saying like it's a booty game, sure, yeah, it's a booty game. It's downloaded quite a lot. A lot of people are downloading the game.
Well, I mean, it just because it's a booty game doesn't mean it's going to be a bad game. I mean, like, look at Bayonetta. Like,
it can still be a booty game and still be quality.
Not like those Switch games.
Nier Automata is a very good game, even though it's a booty game. Like, so I mean, it doesn't. mean anything just because it's a booty game. Like, if it's a sexual looking game, but it's a really good game, it's going to be a really good game no matter what.
Yeah, I like the trajectory of this game so far. The way that it, the character design, the music, the gameplay itself, the action moves, and some of the stuff that you actually get to play with, it's amazing. So
I wish I had style points like Devil May Cry.
They don't have that.
Awesome. Super. Bootyful.
See, this is where you stop.
But yeah, I just want to just mention that. So when the game comes out, I'll probably talk more about it. But the demo, they did a good job.
Good.
So, okay, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, you conveniently played this while your wife was in Japan, correct?
Well,
yesterday. It got released again yesterday.
Well, yeah, initially they released it, but I guess it was a mistake and they pulled it back. It definitely got released for sure yesterday. And I play a couple of hours and I finish it as we were talking with the gang last night.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Check it out.
It just all worked out for him.
Yeah.
That's all.
Star lines.
Anyway, okay. We're going to talk about one final thing. And this has just kind of been on my mind because I know that Japorion and other people give Mr. and myself flack on leaks.
Dang it, guys.
And sharing stuff about leaks. But I want to know about your opinions on the leaks overall in general, like leaks on movies, games, whatever. Like, are they good? Are they bad? Do they help the game? Or do you feel like they spoil it completely for either the majority of people or I just kind of want to know what your thoughts are about this.
So
about
specifically leaks. About games, right?
No, about anything. Oh, anything. Movies.
I feel like it's a difference between games and movies.
Well, though. We can talk about that too. What are the difference between a movie leak and a video game leak?
Leak.
Oh. I was going to say, well, I guess both of them have the same purpose of like they tell you what's going to happen in the future. But I feel like with movies, it feels more safe because it's something that you can actually see. But in the game, apart from seeing it, you get to experience it. Playing the controller, certain elements of haptic feedback and making the challenge from doing certain combos that lead into like the rewarding experience of seeing.
Yep. It's in the leaks of movies is less
impactful.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, that's okay.
I mean, to a point, probably.
I'm trying to think of particular examples.
So, like, here's one, because I...
Well, like, because the thing is, like, with the film, like, it depends on what kind of film it is.
Let's look at this. Because this one was a big one. Deadpool 3, right? Leaks came out months ago about what was happening.
Allegedly.
Alleged
leaks.
That happened. And I remember, yeah. I think Ryan Reynolds was also, like, kind of...
He was asking people... Don't do this. Yeah, people were asking, can you not? Like, I want to make this film for you guys. And a lot of people were like, you know what?
But here's a question: do you think that helped people be like excited for Deadpool 3?
I don't.
Or do you feel like it was more of a detriment?
I think my thing with leaks is I don't think leaks are properly labeled leaks. I'm pretty sure they let this stuff get out on purpose.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Like there could be some. Particularly with like Deadpool and Wolverine. Like, you think Disney doesn't have the money to put cease and desist orders and NDAs on people for leaking this stuff just so somebody can post it on the internet?
Yeah.
You think they can't track that? Like, yeah. I feel like they do it on purpose to like, it's like free advertising.
That's true.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I feel like a lot of times
they're
that
like,
happens.
Like this, they're like, oh no, I dropped something. Somebody picked
what
it
is
up.
This? The script. Yeah. I really feel like it's like that. And I think they do that with video games too. I mean, again, I'm thinking of specific examples, like especially with like Pokemon. Like
Pokemon, yeah.
There's no way they don't.
Yeah, do you really think that it's lit? I think we looked it up last time, right? It's like literally the biggest. What's the word? Not franchise, but yeah. Like property that makes the
property,
most money.
Yeah,
it's the biggest company. It has the most money. Like, I think they can. It's not an accident when they spoil that something's coming, and it's weird that spoilers or leaks come out so often and how often they're right. Either all these big companies' security sucks or they're doing it on purpose. That's my thought process behind it.
I think it also depends how big is the leak. If it's something very minimal, like an Easter egg, oh yeah, I think I can deal with it. But if there's something like big and major, like imagine if, I don't know, we got spoiled about the ending of Infinity Ward or Endgame.
That was one of the hardest secrets I had to
there
keep
was. Ever.
It was super hard not you to say money. I was so
You got spoiled on it?
No, I had got early screenings to it, so I saw it like the Tuesday before it came out.
Oh.
And I got to see it, and I actually went and saw it with Carranza. It was so hard not to say anything. I was,
for Endgame?
For Infinity War.
Oh, for Infinity War, okay.
That was a big one. I did know, like, yeah, I was like, oh. I went and saw that movie multiple times with different people, and I'm like, I'm just not saying anything. Because nobody would, I mean, even, I think that would have been, like, the one movie where if I would have said something, no one would have believed me.
Right.
Like, if I said, oh, yeah, like, almost everybody dies. They'd be like, dude, they're not going to end the Avengers movie with half most of the people dying.
See, and it's so impactful that they actually made a Simpsons episode about this, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Bark is terminally, or
what's Bark's the other like, thing? I think of another time where like it's happened, and I don't want to spoil something. Like I think it's different if you talked about like, what was it? Well, this specific example. Me and Paul, we went to see Multiverse of Madness. We saw an early screening. You didn't get to stay for the full thing.
Yeah, I had to leave.
But I did already know about the cameo with John Krasinski.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't say anything about it.
Right.
But then the next time when we went, who did we watch? We watched it with you guys, right?
Yeah.
The net with the like everybody dying scene. I was just like, oh my god. Yeah. So I didn't want to. I just didn't want to spoil that. And it also happened with the Spider-Man.
Yes.
With No Way Home, yes. I knew about the Peters.
I knew about coming them into too.
I mean, most people were already speculating, but I had already like physically, I had seen them. Like, I know it's 100% true. And then I went and saw it with you guys. And you even asked me before. It's like, is it true? Is it true? I'm like, we'll just have to watch the movie. We'll just have to watch the movie.
So that provides a great example. Because I remember when that movie was about to come out, there was a screenshot of Andrew Garfield
in
a blue screen.
Yeah.
And a lot of YouTubers were like, oh, this is fake. We can prove it.
Yeah, this year.
I think it happened. So I'm like, dang it.
The thing I knew right away.
And he denied it.
Yeah, right? People were asking him.
I think the biggest like accidental leak was with the Brazilian version. Yeah, the Brazilian version.
Trailer. And you see the lizard man get kicked by invisible nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay. What was that? I was like, that's got to be the thing.
Or there's other stuff like, this is like, again, hindsight. It was funny because like Tom Holland also sucks at saying like, so there's one that was showing Andrew Garfield an interview. And he's like, your co-star Tom Holland sucks at keeping secrets. Like, sure. And he's like, well, let me show you a clip we did when we were talking about when the second trailer came out and when Zendaya is falling. And she's like, I already did my own stunts. Like, and Tom Holland's like, oh yeah. He's like, but I mean, I wasn't there. I wasn't there, so I don't know what happens. Like, he's like,
I remember that now. Yeah.
She's like, really, you dumb mother? Really?
Yeah, I think. But I mean,
you.
I think that would be like one of those things. Like, there's certain things that you don't want to like. There's certain key points. Like, right. If you were to tell me, it's like, oh, I mean, can I give an example right now? There's a potential. I mean, is it what really a leak if the actors themselves are putting it out?
No.
But they've already supposedly teased. I think it was Hugh Jackman that Channing Tatum's going to have a cameo as Gambit in Wolverine versus Deadpool.
You know that. That's cool.
And now everybody from now
you but like,
but like, is but
there's
really?
That like that. I don't think if he's just going to have a cameo, I doubt he's going to be a main character. Like, I don't think it's going to spoil the movie.
Well, I think
there might be certain things, but like I said, going back to the Spider-Man thing, if I would have told you before we watched the movie together,
right.
You know, Andrew Garfield and like even like that would have ruined that movie. Yeah, not the movie, but it would have ruined that moment for you.
And there are certain elements that the element of surprise, it's amazing, especially when you watch something for the very first time.
Yeah.
When we watch like even the ending of Across the Spider-Verse, people are like, what's going on, right? That was fun.
Oh, that was so
awesome. Oh, yeah.
Like,
if you still haven't
right.
If you still haven't watched that, get out of here. You're not watching this podcast.
Like I say, there are times in which if it were to be something very minor, something like, oh, like an Easter egg, I think that would be more understandable. But releasing something kind of big.
Yeah, the entire plot twist, I think, is bad.
Right?
I think it depends.
Because, I mean, even when you're...
I think... Here's one that I remember that I had found out, and it made me... If I had watched this and seen it in theaters, I think it would have made me more upset. But because I already knew what the plot twist was, I was actually not as upset. But when Iron Man 3 was coming out and they were teasing the Mandarin. And I was like, this is going to be sick. Like, this is his joke. I'm so excited. And Jose, he's like, I found out what the twist is. Like, the Mandarin is not the Mandarin. And I was like, no. I was distraught. I was like, this,
and this is
an
before
actor.
You watched the movie?
And that was, and that was a terrible movie.
It was horrible. I hated that twist. And I don't care how much you love Shang-Chi. It is not worth it. Fudge that. I want the real Mandarin there. But no. But when I watched it with, I was like, you know, knowing this now before watching the movie, it didn't hurt that bad. It still sucks. I still think this is the stupidest thing, but not as bad. I wouldn't.
You know what was one that I had that I was upset about? But like, I felt bad because I spoiled it for David because of how I reacted to it when I saw it. Was because we were Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was coming out. And we're like, oh, cool. I'm like, I bet you anything we're going to get Shadow or something like that. And then I'm like on YouTube and I'm just like watching videos, just whatever, just random stuff. And then I see him pop up on the right hand side and you just see Shadow in his thing. I was like, no, God damn it. David's like, what did you see? Don't tell me. I'm like, I'm just quiet. It's like, Shadow's there, huh? I'm like,
see, and Sharkin has nothing.
And then he just.
Spoilers. I literally said I haven't seen the movie.
My bad, I forgot. No, but like.
It's everywhere! Jay was like, here's a link for you, here's a link for you.
No, but yeah.
Like, your name. You leave out your name.
I just felt bad for David.
For those who say, you will never be able to say, I never leak stuff. I never spoil things. We have it on camera.
You leak it to me too, Chad Taylor. I didn't know that. No, but yeah, like, I felt bad for David because he heard me screaming.
You don't feel bad for me?
This movie's 2 years old. It's a part of the
mission. We just had this conversation this at the beginning. Oh my gosh.
It's literally been under an hour, dude. Oh, it hurts.
That was awesome.
My stomach hurts. This is great.
But yeah, I remember I heard him say that, and I knew he was watching Sonic stuff. And I was like, oh, I know. He found out. He found out something about Sonic. I was so mad.
Of all the people, it's actually you. I gotta tell you, man. And you don't watch his movies. Like, some of the movies, well, you watch some movies, but you mean.
I watch Sonic.
But other stuff like you haven't seen, like, you know the ending of Final Fantasy Rebirth, even though like
I watched it because I didn't want to wait a whole year to play the game. I'll play it when it comes out on PC, but I watched it. I want to know, but I haven't spoiled that to nobody.
Good so far.
I mean, yeah, you're still playing.
I'm just playing it,
dude. That's a long game. I'll tell you that much. It's a long game. What do you mean?
Yeah, okay. Well, don't you want to know that? You don't want to know. You don't want to find out it's a short game.
That's true. So, like I said. A certain element, it's good to spoil certain things, but big wow factors. Yeah. If you know,
I think
about
big
it,
plot things are not.
You should keep it.
If it's yourself. If it's a plot thing that will make you hate the movie less, then okay, go ahead. Like Iron Man 3.
Like, yeah. If I have good cameos, I would like to know. Well, it depends.
Well, no, not cameos. But now I know.
I didn't want to know, but yeah, now I know.
Now I know.
The speculations are sometimes fun until when you find out. In the actual movie.
What
like
I like
said,
is speculating.
Like the Daniel Radcliffe
point.
Thing being being a variant of Wolverine. I think that'd be cool.
What?
Daniel Radcliffe.
If that happens.
If he's a variant. Because I know there's going to be multiple. We know that the movie's going to have variants of Deadpool.
We don't know this.
Whatever. Well, you don't know this.
Okay, even if that were to be the case, our listeners don't know about this.
They do now.
They know now. It's been spoiled.
Talk about leaks, dang it.
How, this is like you're going through multiverses. No,
yeah, like
how is that not
with David? Yeah, I'm kind of siding with David on this one. It depends because there's a lot of times where like even not even actors but like directors will talk about stuff like that. Like, oh, this movie's gonna be about, you know, this is a Superman movie, but it's gonna be like young Superman. So it's gonna be like, so it's like, okay, so we kind of have a general idea of what's happening.
I mean, Deadpool, this one obviously
okay.
Makes
so
sense,
I'll give
you
another example. So we're talking about X-Men 97.
Yeah,
imagine somebody come to you. Like right now, and hey, this is how
I punch him in the face.
The next episode is gonna be, or the final season, the final episode is gonna be.
It has to be Apocalypse, right?
I mean,
he's still alive. He's still there. He just
that was one of the best jokes from the
show
too. I forgot to mention that.
Apocalypse. That was great. I mean, that was great.
He's coming. Who is it? He's here. Apocalypse. The
that,
baby.
Oh, and the one that Morph did with Magneto and Rogue in the training room.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. It's like Rogue in there.
Oh, there he is.
They're in the room somehow.
Room all day, man. Every day. All day and on. It looks like I could be here all night.
Oh, so good.
But yeah, see, that's why, like, if it's something that we really care and really matters to us, being a spoiler, of course, it definitely sucks.
Yeah.
What company?
Me too. Yep, it sucks. Never happens to me, but it's.
Do you know what happens in the end of Sonic 3? I mean, know already.
Well, yeah, because if they're gonna go off the game, then I'm pretty sure that's what's gonna happen.
Don't.
Just saying, if they go off the game, that's
I haven't even seen 2 yet.
You're right. Now you don't have to. You know the end. Well, you don't know the end.
Yeah, you don't know the ending. You just know what the ending of like the mid credit is. That's it.
Yeah, I think with anything, it depends. There's certain people who like absolutely don't want to hear anything about it, which is fine.
Like Heather.
That's fine. That's cool. I respect that you want to know absolutely nothing. You want to go in 100%. Surprise? That's cool.
I mean, trailers give out a lot of stuff, and they insinuate a lot of things.
Well, that's what, like in my case, I only watch one trailer, and that's the very first one. Because the more trailers they have, they add more.
No, I love watching them all.
They want you to do it.
Spider-Man No Way Home was probably the funnest. Like, the first one was like, oh my gosh, this is so
cool. The Goblin Laugh Trailer. The grenade trailer.
Yeah, the second one was the one where we're like, are they going to... Because we were thinking, Ms. Mercer and I were thinking, are they going to like tease that there is other Spider-Man that came through? Because I think we were talking about like, there's going to be a part where they're going to tease something. And so we thought like, when you see at the very end, when Zendaya's falling, you see Tom Holland trying to go reach out. I'm like, oh, they're going to show something. And then it ends. I'm like, no.
No, it makes sense. That's cool. I think with anything too, though, you need to know people. Like, hey, is it okay if I... Like anything, like with any, like when you guys were talking right now about Godzilla vs. Kong, like, I'm okay with that being spoiled. Like,
yeah.
That's not something that, like, if you tell me exactly what happens in the movie, I would still probably watch it or still probably not watch it. Like, I won't be like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it varies with certain people.
Yeah, because I mean, we told you about the whole Kong versus Little Kong fight.
Yeah.
I think you're still going to enjoy that fight.
I think it's so funny.
I'll be okay with it. But, like, there's certain things that I would not want.
Yeah.
To be spoiled, and I'm sure like that goes with like everybody else. Like if I knew the ending for Sonic 3, you would and I told you, you'd probably hate me for it. I honestly don't, because I haven't even seen 2 yet. But I'm just saying, like hypothetically,
I would be actually really. I think that if thinking back to end this, like think of like what's a leak each go around that you would absolutely hate to find out. I honestly would hate to find out how Beyond the Spider-Verse ends.
Right now,
I would hate to know because like I honestly have. I'm trying to think of like what are they going to do with this? Like how is what and I'm and I really like that I don't know, but I mean I have ideas of how Beyond the Spider because of the name, right? But I wouldn't want to know exact details of how it ends.
I think movies wise, that would probably be the one ending I would hate the most.
At the moment,
right now, I don't think there's any other movie that I would be like, I wouldn't care about the spoiler of other than it's Beyond the Spider-Verse.
I mean, X-Men 97. Going back
what
to
movie?
That.
I'm talking about movie, but show.
Yeah. Show's fine. You can do show too.
Well, show. I mean, I haven't even watched the first 2 episodes, so I mean,
Go watch it. It's fun.
I will. Plus,
I'm trying to think of anything else
that you care about. It also depends on the franchise.
I guess if anybody spoiled the next Spider-Man game, I'd be really mad. Ooh. That one would hurt.
Yeah,
because it's one of the things. Again, it's plot stuff that you care about.
Yeah,
right.
And it's weird because I love Pokemon. Probably, yeah, that's, I don't know about that. Yeah, Pokemon and Spider-Man pretty up there. But like, someone spoiled the next Pokemon game right now, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Well, because it's like, oh, this is something I'm looking
because that's
forward
more
to
just
now.
Like, yeah, that'd be more like, oh my gosh, I can't wait.
I don't
Pokemon's
think
Pokemon's
yeah.
story driven. Like,
I mean, it is, but
it is, but it isn't.
Yeah, it's not like
I'm not
oh,
here to
I'm
talk
here
about
the
Nimona.
Yeah, you're
yeah, that's about, you're here to talk about.
Sure, you're
here to talk about that shit.
You're here for like the new evolutions, the mega evolutions.
Yeah, but that would be cool to know.
And that's one of those things too that we've talked about. Like when they leak. Because those get leaked super, like, people leak the entire Pokedex. I look at it, and people are like, oh my gosh, you're not going to go in blind. Like,
yeah, like I got leaked that, but I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm like, this is awesome. I can't wait to play this game. But there's other times where like, oh, like, it can ruin.
I guess with Pokemon, could be a gamble. I mean, I guess in a sense, it's good to be informed, so you actually know, like, oh, okay, I'm getting this Pokemon.
The only one
I have never not had my team pre-planned out for my first playthrough for a game.
The only time, like, I think... I'm glad I didn't know about any spoilers of like Pokemon, obviously, because I wasn't into the spoiling thing. Was like Pokemon Silver, because at the end you fight, you know, Red. Like, that's a cool thing. Like,
that, okay, like, yeah. That like, if somebody spoiled that, I would be pissed.
Like, yeah, like if you had somebody who never played Pokemon like, and then you play them.
But that's one of, like, again, that's like a major plot point. Like, it's the huge, like.
Like another one, like, I didn't know about it in Sun and Moon. You fight Red, right, as an adult. And
spoilers, Diego.
He's not going to play.
But, just kidding, but yeah.
Like, that's cool. You know?
Yeah.
It's like they haven't done that in ages.
I was gonna say, when it comes to like some games, Final Fantasy, like I said, I haven't gotten any spoilers of how it ends. I mean, technically, like, it's a remake
for the
right?
remake right. versions of how it ends. You know how the OG ends.
Right.
So I got the bikini beach scene spoiled to me.
Oh,
hey, and it's a spoiler.
All right, I knew about
it. It's a gift.
You know about it, too. Don't
it's
even give me.
It's not a spoiler.
I feel like it's weird. Like, we've been talking about it. It can be good. It can be bad. It just depends. Because I'm even thinking of, like, Miles, who's not here. Me and him would, like, send message each other. When Halo Infinite was coming, it's like, oh, this is rumored. Like, we're talking about it all the time. Like, yeah. It built, like, again, that's why I feel like these things get leaked on purpose. Because it builds.
But there's yeah. some but stuff,
it
like,
also
I think,
depends. Like, I think if somebody were to tell me the ending on One Piece, like, oh, great.
Oh, yeah,
I told you the upset. Ending of One Piece.
It was all
gonna
a dream.
Find a scroll. It's going to be reflection of themselves, and they're going to find that the One Piece is themselves.
That's it's Kung Fu Panda? Panda. There is no secret ingredient.
He's like, yeah, it took me a while to figure it out, too.
That, the greatest treasure was the friendships we made along the way.
And all the episodes, and all the years that people have spent watching all of this.
I would laugh so hard if that's what it is.
That, My Hero Academia.
Oh, I wouldn't want to know. Not, I don't.
Yeah. I wouldn't be upset about My Hero just because right now how it's kind of just dragging its feet for me.
I don't think he's dragging. I think he's getting good right now.
What do you mean? What have you been watching, man? Which episode?
Reading.
Were you watching like a last season?
I've been reading it.
He's reading the chapter.
Reading.
He's reading the spoiler. He's reading ahead to get spoilers.
I don't know. I just
it's like Cody Koshi. Cool, tell me what's going on.
I was like, it's just been dragging because that thing was supposed to end like 2 years ago or something like that.
I think it's.
I can't ever take this complaint seriously when you watch One Piece.
Why?
It's taking too long. One Piece.
No, because he said it's gonna be done. He said, "Oh, no, I'll be done by
this
time."
But the reason why is because there. I think last year or 2020. Yeah, I think 2023 or 2022. No, I believe of said, like the 12 months that he was supposed to writing. I think he wrote maybe 7 months mm-hmm. because he also got hospitalized. He got he had health issues. So he didn't write for a lot. And then in the next year, there were still breaks. Like, he'd have to take breaks for his health, like a 2 week break or a 3 week break. So there were times. So, like, I understand why. I can understand why it feels like it's dragging because he was supposed to finish it, but because of health issues, he couldn't.
Yeah, it's not like he's just postponing the
story.
But I think
that's why he's saying it's dragging because I don't think it's dragging. I think it's really good.
It's dragging. Man. Come on, it's only been like 4 or 5 years since it got published. That's a very short manga.
No, it's been like almost 10.
Has it?
Came out like 2014.
I think it's almost been 10.
Okay.
4 or 5 years.
How long has the anime actually been out?
Is this that a 7th season? Like, so it's been
seven years? 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow, Kemily has been that long.
Almost 7 years.
Holy crap. But yeah, if somebody were to spoil it to me the ending, it's like, even like Naruto, if somebody were to, like, I didn't read the manga and somebody were to tell me that.
I don't want to talk about that.
That's right.
Wait, you got spoiled?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay.
Was it Diego?
No. It wasn't you guys.
Was it Carranza?
It was Carranza's wife.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So,
that was the only one that I was like, oh, I'm sad.
What happened?
You that one,
and then
friend.
I had my cousin spoiled Jiraiya's death.
Oh.
I was still watching. I'm like, dude, I just barely finished binge watching. Because I've told you this, right? The first time I watched like original Naruto, I watched all, was it the whole original series in one sitting?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how you did
that. My eyes hurt a lot.
I'm bleeding.
Pretty much. But I told my cousin, I was like, dude, I love this show. Like, I can't, like, I watched the, he's like, oh, how much did you watch? I'm like, I only watched the original series. I know that there's, like, Shippuden. He's like, oh, yeah, dude, doesn't it suck when Jiraiya dies? I'm like, Jiraiya dies. I'm like, no.
I would have been so pissed.
I was super pissed, dude.
Like, you're not my cousin no more. We're fighting.
You're the family.
And like, thankfully, he was starting telling me other things. I'm like, I don't understand what this means. I was like, yeah, like Naruto won this fight with the Rasengan. He's like, oh, dude, don't worry. Like, Rasen Shuriken and all this stuff later. I'm like, a what? He's like, nothing. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what do you mean?
Rasen Kunai.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the big spoiler that I had for that show. That totally sucked. Pissed. And then, like, the big plot twist for Naruto was spoiled by Granta's wife.
She would do that.
She didn't do it. In her defense, she didn't do it on purpose. But I figured it out.
But it comes that to show hurt. You, like, the more you care about a certain franchise, the more you don't want to be spoiled.
Or you do. I think, like I said, we've done it both Pokemon? Ways. Again, with Pokemon, but like, yeah, dude, let me. You already know what's coming in the next game. Tell me now. Shut up and take my money.
Dragon Ball Super. Dragon Ball Super, I wanted to know what was going on because that was a whole.
Well, because you wanted to go past Z. That's why.
Yeah, I wanted to go past Z. That's why I wanted to know like where they're going to, and it didn't. But oh well. All right, you guys. Leaks are fun. Leaks are.
Be careful. Leaks can be great.
Leaks can make you cry.
And great, to all the people that have been spoiled today by all the comments.
My bad.
Remember,
my bad.
Remember, with great leaks come great responsibility, okay?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. You said it wisely.
I never get them, though. That's okay.
That's an excellent response.
Oh my gosh.
It's extraordinary.
Anyway, guys, thanks so much for watching.
Exceptional.
We will see you guys next time. Remember, you can listen to the podcast episodes on Podomatic and all the other podcast platforms. They're just 2 weeks delay. You can watch them first here on YouTube. We have more videos coming out that are going to be completed soon.
More
watch
leaks.
Out for those. More leaks.
Do we have leaks for our videos?
Leaks upon
we,
leaks. We, have leaks
we should
of our
start
videos.
Putting leaks of our office. Oh, no.
What are we releasing this week?
We really should do that.
Okay. But here's a leak. We're going to have, Shark King's videos. I need to start recording some of your stuff for the Pokemon videos. But those are going to be done soon. I'm excited for that. Thanks so much for watching, guys. We will see you next time. This is David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
DeBrian.
And Shark King.
And this is Chibi No Podcast.
Excellent.